Today we're going to talk about the tale of two cities, J.Crew and Hertz Rental Car. Both of them are dealing with bankruptcy, one coming out of it, one about to go into it, it looks like, but two totally different situations, and we're going to talk about those today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, thumbs up, tagging, subscribing, all of those things. Really appreciate it for all of those listening for years now. It's been a great ride. Thank you for being here. It's getting pretty close to when my wife's going to be popping out my baby girl. So if I go incognito for a while, I didn't die. I am still alive and well. I'm just going to be taking some time off. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field. You'll get a sweet mug and you'll get tons of other great benefits. I want to talk to you about Kingsman Grooming Products. Go over to kingsmangroomingpros.com, put in HGBT, get that discount. You get 10% off your order. You get tons of great content, but you get great products. Pre-shave, aftershave oils, beard balms, beard oils. I will never go back. I was just talking with the owner today, his Christian guy. I was asking him about his product, and he said, you know, sometimes people will try it and then they'll go back to their old stuff that they've had left over, and they tell me, I'm never going back. I'm reordering over and over again because their stuff is so good. So if you use these products, go over to kingsmangroomingpros.com and look for what you use and buy their stuff and try it out and tell me how good that stuff is. They use great ingredients. The ingredients they use, it just works wonders. It smells good, feels good, all that stuff. Go over to kingsmangroomingpros.com, put an HTBT for your discount, and support a Christian company while you're at it. I'm going to take a drink of my not-so-delicious vodka soda. I have to say, gin used to be my worst alcohol. It was the lowest of the favorites of mine. But I think vodka has gone to the lowest. Gin has been rising slowly. Maybe has passed rum. It might have passed rum. We'll see about that. All right. Oh, if you want to email me, you can email me, Matt at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can find me, Marco Polo, and tons of other of you guys, listeners, sharing your stories, helping each other out. It's really great. Check out Marco Polo. Let's start with J.Crew. J.Crew has been struggling for a decade, and the corona has accelerated its demise. Because people weren't going to malls beforehand, which is where J.Crews are. Are there J.Crews anywhere else besides in malls? I don't think there is. And when the corona came through town, well, everyone left. Everyone left. And so they had to file for bankruptcy. And they got a bailout. Now they're under control of the people that they owe all their money to. But there's no hope for them. They are one of many stories, many companies who did not handle the digital transformation the way they could have, the way they should have. Now, they had an extreme advantage early on because of their brick and mortar stores. They had hubs. If you think about what stores like Target has done, where you can come pick up in the parking lot, you can come in and pick up right at customer service to pick up your goods. You can have it delivered to you. There's so many different ways that Target is reinventing itself in this digital era and leveraging their brick and mortar stores. But companies like J.Crew have been poorly managed and haven't been doing those things. On top of just the omni-channel in digital marketing front that we're in, where you have multiple channels of delivery of your products, in person, online, all those things. But there is also subscription services. Now, I'm not too familiar with all of the different subscription services out there, but to me, it seems like some of them are doing pretty well. Stitch Fix is one of them that comes to mind. I invested in their company a while ago. I'm out of it now. But there were companies that have been competing and thinking about, oh, instead of having to return through the mail like these other companies, well, I could just go right to the store. And if you're at the store, then you would be able to see and make exchanges, or maybe you find something you like, a way to get people back into the store. But this company was so poorly run that they weren't able to do these things. and take advantage of the opportunity. The digital transformation in our economy is not only a threat to companies, but it is also an opportunity to companies. If you think of your SWOT analysis, your strengths, your weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, you want to be able to identify all of those in your company. If you work for a company, your startup company, or a company you're about to start, you want to identify your strengths as your personnel, your synergies, your product, and your weaknesses. If all those things, opportunities, external, where do you have opportunities to grow, grow market share, grow sales? And then also, where are the threats coming from? Like the Stitch Fixes of the world, and things like that. And they are a company that deserves to die. If I was making a ruling as a judge, my verdict would be J.Crew deserves to die, and I don't think that they are going to last, even coming out of their bankruptcy, their Chapter 11. So it will be interesting to see what happens to these clothing stores. I just don't see in the next 5 to 10 years how these stores are going to survive without having a strong online sales presence. That we'll wait to see how that turns out. The other story is a completely different one. Hertz Rental Car. Big customer, big fan. I am a believer in Hertz Rental Car. They are a great company. I love them. They have great customer service. They have great prices. They're everything that I could ever want in business travel. They're hooked up to my software systems. They have great customer service, like I said before. I love Hertz, but they got taken out by the government. They got taken out by the unconstitutional edicts of the crown. That is our government. And I think I'm going to start referring to our government as a crown. Despite fighting a war to get away from it, we have turned into that very thing we fled. No constitutional rights respected. Tyrannies left and right. If it pleases the crown, may I go back to work. If it pleases the crown, may my business survive. If it pleases the crown, may we travel in public. If it pleases the crown, may we go to church. Can we worship our God? Will you just let us go into the desert and worship? Will you please? Yeah, that's not what our government's doing. But they have a great business. They were doing fine. But just like the airlines, just like so many other companies in the travel industry, everything stopped. And it's not just vacations. It's businesses are no longer sending their people out for business travel. It's all remote. It's all canceled. It's all delayed. And so they are struggling and debating and going back and forth with if they should file Chapter 11 as well. Now, they are a big company. I'm pretty sure they have more than 500 employees. Yeah, I mean, I think they have like hundreds of employees just in LAX alone, where I mostly use them to rent. So they don't qualify for the bailout packages. And they shouldn't. I mean, I don't think that they should have the bailout packages. I don't think they should get a bailout. I don't think the airlines should have got a bailout. And I was trying to think about this more, is what should these big companies do? Should they get bailouts from the government? And I say no. I say no, they should not get bailouts from the government. I've made the case before for the oil industry, specifically because they are a strategic resource. We need oil to fight battles. We need oil to be independent of our enemies. We need oil to be able to control Russia, that's for sure. And being able to be a net exporter and dominate the oil market really puts some pressure on those crazy Russians over there. But with the travel industry, they don't get a bailout. They shouldn't get a bailout, even though the government caused this. This wasn't their fault. Hertz Rental Car was not in trouble before this happened. So what should they do? I'm going to take another sip of my disgusting vodka soda. I got to drink the non-preferred alcohols just to spread it out because, you know, I'm not going out so much, getting prepped for this baby to pop. So what should happen? The government is at fault, but they shouldn't get a bailout. Well, there's a third option, which is what I would do as a business impacted and hurt by this tyranny of the crown. But thankfully, I have not been impacted. I've actually been doing quite well, busier than ever. This is what they should do. They should not be taking bailouts from us. They should be suing the government for unconstitutional actions and for recourse. They should be filing for damages against the government for what they have done. They had no right to tell healthy people to not go to their businesses. They had no right to take away their customers. They had no right, no constitutional right whatsoever to do this to our economy. And a business like this, Hertz, a big, large company, has the resources to go to court and sue the crown for their immoral actions. See, us as individual humans, there's certain things that we can and can't do against the government. A big corporation like Hertz could sue the government for this and sue for damages against their business. And I'm sure more than Hertz could do it. More than Hertz can get away with it. And they might, it might be a losing argument. It might be a losing battle. But it's still the point. Just like the Revolutionary War could have been lost. It probably was going to be lost. There was no way any betting man was taking those Yanks over the Redcoats. But they thought the battle was worth it. And if we still had American blood in us, if our company still had American blood in us, this would be the recourse, not just for them themselves, although they would deserve it. They would deserve the money and damages lost currently in the historic and previous months and future until they get back up to where they were. The government owes them those damages, but they should do it for us too. Not just for those of us who can't sue, but also for the future, so that the government, the crown, would know that there will be recourse. There will be damages. There will be pushback for the unconstitutional actions that you have done. Now, the argument's going to be, well, they have an interest in making sure that the public is healthy. They have no right or authority to quarantine the healthy. None whatsoever. They have no right to put limits to quarantine people, to put them under house arrest, to tell them how many people can be in an office if they're all healthy. None of those things. There may be an argument for the sick and being able to quarantine the sick from the public, but there is no right for this. And we need a company like Hertz to step up and not ask for a bailout, not ask for the socialist way, but the American way, to stand up and fight and say no more. You need to pay. Start throwing that tea in the bay. And until we see governments, leaders, people doing these things, this will continue to happen. This will continue to happen because they think this was good. They think this worked. They think this was a great idea. And they're going out now and not only just saying you can't come outside, but when you come outside, you can do these certain things with this many people in these certain locations and not these locations. You can't do it. They're controlling our lives. And how tyrannical was it for them to lock healthy people into their homes? It's worse now with this rollout strategy because they're assuming authority that when you can come back out, that they can dictate where you go, when you go there, and with how many people. What right does our government have? None whatsoever. We need God-fearing Christian leaders to be fighting against this. We need businesses fighting against this. And until we do, it's just going to keep happening. Start throwing that tea. We got to start throwing that tea. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.